Or if you're looking for something that's very common, you would say, well, you don't have to look for that in any special place. You can find that just about
anywhere.
Right. And say if a person slipped down in your yard accidentally and you fell that way, you'd say you fell
backwards.
If you fell that way, you fell
frontwards.
Okay. Any other word for that? Frontwards or
face forward.
Face forward. Okay.
Yes, I think so. Mm-hmm.
Say if your daddy went fishing and just had a terrible day, didn't catch the first fish, and if somebody asked him, well, had any luck, what would he probably say? Or how many fish did you catch?
I don't know.
Ever heard people around here say something like, didn't catch nary one?
I've heard it. Now, my daddy didn't say nary one, but I've heard nary, yeah. Uh-huh.
Any type of person you would associate that with?
Well,
older person?
It would be, yeah.
Old fashioned?
Very, very old, I think. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about this expression? Say if a schoolboy has just got reprimanded by his teacher, he might say, well, why is she blaming me? I didn't say wrong.
I didn't do anything wrong, you mean?
Okay. Or if somebody steps on your rake, gets flying out in your front yard and breaks it accidentally, you might say, well, that's okay. I didn't like it.
Anyway?
All right. Or if a boy is crying and another boy asks him what the problem is, you might say, well, my friend had some candy and he didn't give me
any.
Okay. What about if, getting back to land for just a minute, these trenches that are cut out by a plow, you call those
furrows.
Okay. And if you have a good yield, you say that you raised a big
crop.
All right. What about if a farmer has some land with some bushes and trees growing on it and he wants to put it to cultivation? You'd say he did what to the land?
He cleaned it up, cleared it.
Sure. You ever heard people around here call a piece of land that's just been cleared by any particular name?
New ground.
Mm-hmm. What about, say, if a farmer's just cut his hay off of his field the first time and it comes back up again second time, is that called anything special?
A second crop?
Sure. How many crops do people around here usually get? Do you have any idea? No, I didn't. All right. What about, do you have a name for a crop that comes up even though you didn't plant it?
A volunteer crop. Mm,
sure. You ever heard people say that, well, that came up volunteer?
Yeah, it's a volunteer plant.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, did people around here ever grow any wheat?
None that I know of.
Let me ask you this anyway. Say if you cut the wheat, you would say that you, after you cut it, you tie it up into a...
I guess it would be a sheaf, bundle.
Right. Does the word shock used that way mean anything to you? You shock wheat or you got a shock of wheat?
Shock of corn, but I don't know what that amounts to.
I see. Okay. Say this expression, if you're talking about your yield, a farmer might say, talking about wheat, how much wheat he's got to an acre, he'd say, well, we raised about 40
bushels per acre.
Okay. What about, well, this grain that horses like to eat?
Corn.
Or?
Oats.
Okay. What would you say that you do to oats in order to separate the grain from the chaff? What did you do to the oats?
I don't know, we didn't raise oats like that either. I don't know what you'd do to it.
Thrash?
I guess you'd have to thrash it. I don't know.
Ask you about a few pronouns here. Let's say if we had to go do something together without using our names, I might say that and have to go do this.
She and I have to go do this?
Okay, if you were pointing to me, you'd say that and.
You and I.
All right. Mm-hmm. In other words, the job's not just for one of us, it's for...
both of us, okay. Or the two of us.
Right. What about if you and another man were coming over to see me, telling me about it without using his name, if he were sitting there, you'd say that and are coming over to see you.
He and I are coming over to see you.
Okay. Or what about if you were identifying yourself without using your name? If you knocked on my door and you knew that I recognized your voice, you'd say, oh, open the door, it's just...
I'd probably say me. Mm. It's me.
Yeah, I would
too. I think it is I.
Right.
Is that proper?
I would say it's me.
I'd say it's me.
I sound a little high.
Yeah.
What about if you were identifying another man without using his name? You'd say that's...
that is he, you mean?
Okay.
Or,
would you say that normally?
I would probably say that's him over
yeah.
there, but
me too. What about a woman that's
her?
Or several people that's
them or
okay. What about this expression? If you're comparing how tall you are, you might say, well, he's not as tall
as I
right.
am.
Or the other way around, you might say, I'm not as tall as
he is.
Okay. Or comparing how well you can do something, you might say that he can do it better than
I can do
right.
Or I might end up saying better than me, but
right.
Sure. I don't like to say that.